Go ahead and turn in your Bibles now to Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 4. My Mother's Day gift to you today is we're going to get you out of here so you can beat all the Baptist people at the restaurants and treat your mom. So I'm going to try to get you out. Nothing against the Baptists. It's a joke. Jeremiah, actually, let me start with Jeremiah 1, 4 through 5. We've been talking about the call of God, and we've been started this series a couple weeks ago, and I believe what we're going to get into today is very, is kind of right on target, even with Mother's Day today. So Jeremiah chapter 1, 4 through 5, it says, "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Jeremiah 1, 4 through 5. And then Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 4, it says this, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with longsuffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of the peace and in the bond of peace. There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Let's pray. Father, we just thank you right now that the word of God is living and powerful. This isn't just about learning a lesson or learning something, some pertinent knowledge, but it's about experiencing your word and you, the spirit of revelation, giving us revelation to change our lives. We ask, Lord God, for an anointing to preach and pull down strongholds today and open our eyes to the true calling that is on our lives, Father. We want to do your will. We want to please you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So there is something that we have all been called to do. It's so important that we understand that you're not here aimlessly walking the earth. The Bible specifically speaks so many times that there's a calling on our lives. There are things that we're called to do corporately, and there's things that we're called to do as individuals. You could say it's your purpose. But it is something that comes straight from God. I love what Jeremiah 1:4 says there. It says that before you were formed in the womb, you were known. And I always think that's interesting because it points to the fact that before you and I came into the earth realm, we existed with God to where he knew us before we came into the earth realm. I think that's always just kind of one of those mind-blowing thoughts to understand. That we were in the heart of God. We were in the mind of God. We were purposed in God. And it's interesting. It doesn't matter how you came into the earth realm. God knew you and purposed you. You might have came through what is quote or unquote a mistake, as people would say. Well, not to God. You might have came into your family unplanned, so to speak. Well, not to God. Your mom and dad might not have known that you were coming, but God knew you were coming. And there are so many questions that we could ask, and you know, who knows why God sent us through the parents that he sent us through. But you can best believe the Bible tells us here, before you were formed in the womb, he knew you, and before you were born, he set you apart for a purpose. I believe that for every single person here. And then we read there in Ephesians chapter 4 that we're to walk worthy of the call of God which he has put on us, or he called us to. It's something that you and I all have to walk and look to fulfill that call. Now, I know how the world is. They'll aimlessly go through life working a 9-to-5 simply because it pays good. Working a 9-to-5 at a job they hate simply because they got to pay the bills, all the while living for the weekend so that they can get to Friday night and their big whoop is to go out and have a few beers, eat some wings, watch a game, and that's their purpose in life. But you know what? You and I have a higher calling than that. Can I get an amen on that? There's more to this thing than simply living for the weekend. Amen? So we want to look at some of those things. So we started this a couple of weeks ago. We also read 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11. It says this, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We talked about that being a key, something we should all strive for, is those elements in that scripture. But it says here, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted. They're even blind and have forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent, here it is again, to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you'll never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So again, it talks about having the understanding that you're called. You have a call. Everybody say, I'm called. But then we look at Mark chapter 3, 14 through 15, and we see a little glimpse into what Jesus did when he walked the earth and how he met his disciples. And it gives us a key of something that we're all called to. And it says there in verse 14, then he appointed 12 that they might be with him. And we started off understanding this. The greatest calling that each person in here has is that you understand you're called to be with Jesus. And so many times Christians go through the motions of going to church, of stopping their old ways, but they never take the time to build a life that is truly with Jesus, okay? And so 2 Corinthians 5, 16 through 19 says this. I know I'm giving you a lot of scripture, but I'm laying a foundation. It says, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, here it is, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, but has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now, what does that word reconciliation mean right there? It means this in the dictionary, the restoration of friendly or close relationships. And so we started this series understanding this, that the first call you've got to get in touch with on your life is you are called to be with him. That was the purpose of Jesus dying on the cross, that you would have the knowledge and have the ability to be with God. And here's this. Think about this. Think of all that God went through to get you, his children, back to him. Parents, as it's Mother's Day today, moms, think about what you would do if you lost your kid. How many of you here have ever had that crazy experience in a department store where you're looking at clothes and you turn around and your mijito's gone? Amen? Or your mija's gone. You know, whatever it is. It only lasts like 5 seconds. But the way your heart beats, the way you freak out, you're looking at clothes and then you go, oh my gosh, where are they? And we all have seen, they're hiding in the clothes themselves, you know. And you're screaming, where are you? Mijo, where are you? And they're in the clothes laughing at you. And then you get that mixture where you want to beat them for doing that to you. But yet you're happy that they're right there. Anybody ever experienced that before? Amen. And so those things happen, but what is that feeling that you have when you think you lost them? You know, for some of you, maybe you have lost them for a little bit, you know, and their parents maybe at a theme park or something that lost their child for a little while and didn't know where they're at. That feeling that goes through your heart, that panic, that fear, that sense of loss, man, did you know God the Father went through that with us? And he wanted to find us so much that he put this plan together to send Jesus to the earth for the purpose, here it is, for the purpose of bringing you back to him. Because remember, he knew you before you were born. He knew you before you were born. He had you before he sent you to the earth and he sanctified you. I know, I don't know how that works, and I'm not going to touch it because the scriptures don't make it clear of how that works, but it does say that. And so it also says that Jesus' whole mission was to reconcile, was to bring you back to Christ. His mission wasn't to get you in church. Come on, somebody. His mission wasn't just to get you to clean up your life, to get you to stop drinking and stop doing drugs, stop this and stop that. That wasn't what it was about. You know what the whole thing was about? Getting you back to Him. Getting the sons and the daughters of God back to their Father. Now, here is why this is so pertinent and so important. Because we have people on a Sunday morning all over the planet filling up churches, going to church, singing songs to a God that they don't make the time to get to know personally. And I believe it breaks the Father's heart. I believe we've made Christianity into all this other stuff when really at the core of it, the call that I have daily is to be with Jesus. And you will find the most important time that you can spend in your day is the time you spend with God and with His Word. And that is why there's a war every day over your devotional life, or even if you'll even have one or not. It's amazing how much time Facebook can take from us. Snapchat can take from us. Instagram can take from us. It seems like we don't have time, but we make time for those things. But what I want to bring you to is the place of understanding this. Before you understand anything else about your life, your purpose, your calling, we've got to get people back centered and focused on the principal call of being with Jesus. Because you can go through life and you can be in ministry and you can do great things and not fulfill the greatest call of being with Jesus. And I love that even before Jesus called the disciples, the first thing he did is he called them, he appointed the 12, it says, that they might be with him. Now, we know after being with him, they went out, they cast out devils, they preached the gospel, they turned the world upside down. But at first, their first principal call was to be with Jesus. And I find so many people want to find out, well, what am I called to do? What is God calling me to do in business? What is God calling me to do in ministry? Well, listen, let's dial it back a bit. Because you've got to understand the first call on your life is that you walk with Jesus Christ. That you reconcile your life to Christ. That you spend you find some time every day to fulfill that call. So when the alarm rings in the morning, at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 7 a.m. for you to start your day, you've got, who knows, 10, 12 hours with all that you're doing before you go to bed to make sure you're fulfilling the call to know Jesus. Now, we know we all have things we've got to do during the day. We've got to go to our jobs. We've got to make big decisions. We've got to take care of our families. We've got to cook dinner, pick our kids up from school, spend time with our kids, spend time in our marriages, making things better. But you know what we also need to do? Spend time with Christ, because that is what we are called to do. Can I get an amen on that? And that's why it's fought so strongly. The enemy will do so many things to keep you from fulfilling that call on your life every day, where you're getting alone with the Lord and understanding that this is something that you're called to. You've been called to be reconciled to Christ. You've been called to set apart parts of your life to spend with Him. Because you know why? You need that aspect to fulfill the rest of the things that God has called you to do. But like so many other things in life, we get the cart before the horse, so they say. We get things out of order and out of whack so many times that things begin to line up. Thank you. That things begin to work in a different way. Amen. Let me give you some other scriptures here. Colossians 1, 19 through 20. It says this, "For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile," there it is again, "all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." See, this whole thing is about a dad getting his kids back. And so what we've made it about is we've made it about a bunch of kids coming in, saying a prayer, and then living our lives. That's not what this thing is about, y'all. We've also made it about behavior modification. Come to Jesus and behave. Stop drinking, stop having sex, stop doing all these things, and go to church. That's not what this thing's about. This thing's about you coming into relationship with a living God, and out of that, everything else changing. That's what this thing's about. And some of us even here have made it about goals and have made it about this and have made it about that. Listen, this is the cornerstone for everything that your life, that's going to happen in your life. Can you fight in the spirit? Can you move things out of the way so that you can fulfill the principal call of knowing the God that went through so much trouble to save your life? And yet we can't put a phone down and read some scriptures in the morning. We can't set apart some time to pray in the Holy Ghost and pray and seek His face and close the door and spend 10 minutes talking to our Heavenly Father. There's a problem with that. And the problem is this: we have not yet gotten the revelation of how this thing works. And that's why the Lord brought you here today. And my prayer is this: not that you just file this message up as another thing you know, but that the Spirit of revelation turns the light on in your life. Because this is why some of our lives aren't working. It works for a little while, and then we fall off. It's because you're trying to accomplish a goal. You're trying to get something done. You're trying to quit a behavior. And what you should be doing is focusing on Jesus. The greatest fight you should be spending your attention on is just to give God 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes of your time out of that 12-hour day. If you can make that your focus and understanding as you go into that room and as your flesh says, I don't even feel like reading right now. I don't even want to do this right now. I pray that this voice would come, but this is what I'm called to do. Know my Heavenly Father. See, while you're over here wrestling with an addiction, while you're over here wrestling with this and trying to quit that, if you could just focus on fulfilling the call of knowing Jesus, everything changes. Well, you're sitting over here trying to pray and believe God for a miracle for your business. You're trying to fulfill destiny and you're trying to do great things. If you could spend that time just getting to know Him, everything else would change. All that time you're at talking to your friends about how messed up your marriage is and how messed up this thing is and why he won't change and she won't change. If I could just get you to focus on your first call, which is to spend time with him, everything will change. Are you getting this today? The greatest call that you and I have, beyond being called into ministry, beyond being called into business, beyond being a mother or a father even, which is an amazing call, the greatest call is to be with him. And my question for you today, and I want to challenge you, are you fulfilling that call? Or are you making all the other stuff of greater importance? Are you focused on all this outward things and saying, but well, I'm called to do that. Listen, the other things don't work until you get this thing solid. That's why we're so big in discipleship and having people in your lives, because we believe that one of the things that you've got to do, listen now, is discipline your life to spend time with Jesus. That's why they called them disciples. Comes from the word discipline, because no matter what they were doing, they would spend time with Christ. My question is to you today, how long are you going to continue with the excuses? How long are we going to just kind of continue and be at peace not fulfilling this call? I say it ends today. I say we begin to do whatever we need to do. It doesn't matter how old you are, a teenager, a child, an old man. This be the time right now where we say, you know what, before I go, I want to fulfill this call in my life. That every day I fulfilled that call to be with him. My challenge to you is this: if you begin to live that out, it won't take long. All the other things you're worried about, all the other things you're wondering about, well, how am I going to do this? Well, how am I going to raise my kids? Well, what kind of dad am I going to be? Well, how is this going to happen? All that will begin to take care of itself. Because Matthew chapter 6, come on, somebody, Matthew 6, 33, if I seek first the kingdom of God, all the other things will be added unto me. See, I'm not preaching something new to you. I get it. But see, sometimes you got to hear something over and over and over again until the light goes on. Because some of us are striving for stuff. We're looking for other things. When is this going to happen? When's that going to happen? When we're missing the greatest call on our life is to be with Jesus. And if it's the greatest call, then it's worthy of putting the phone down. It's worthy of getting off of social media. It's worthy of shutting the TV off. It's worthy of putting the computer away and just giving God some time in his scriptures and some time in prayer. He's worthy of us seeking him. Amen? Amen? And when you understand that, we begin to see how life gets easier. It gets easier. A grace comes on your life. A strength comes on your life. But listen, as simple as this may sound, I've been serving God over 25 years. I've been pastoring for that amount of time there. And what I have seen is there are a ton of Christians who have never taken the time to fight for daily connection with Christ. Now, that's not something to come under condemnation about. It's something that if you don't do it on purpose, it ain't getting done. It ain't getting done. And what I'm challenging you to do today is connect with him. Can you help me on the keys, Eddie? If you're young, he's over there. If you can help me on the keys there. I want to challenge you in this area. Don't get too excited. I'm not closing yet. I'm going to close soon, but not yet. I saw you. Some of you are putting your Bibles away. You're getting ready. Just close your eyes for a minute. It's not a message to condemn in any way, shape, or form. It's a message to where you got to understand Jesus is calling you to your greatest calling. John chapter 15 says this: you did not choose me, but Christ chose you. He chose you, and he appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. I feel like the Spirit of Christ right now, the Father right now, is calling each of us to him. And he's gonna make us pump the brakes for a moment. Because some of us are such go-getters about everything in life. We want to go out there and hustle and get our money and get our career and raise our kids and this and that. But sometimes we need to pump the brakes and ask ourselves, am I fulfilling the greatest of all calls, which is to be with Christ? Have I yet taken the time to chisel out part of my day where I'm not doing anything else but having communion with Christ? Doesn't have to be an hour. Doesn't have to be 2 hours. Just some time that's rich and fruitful where you allow the Spirit of God to transform you, to take you from a chump to a champ, to take you from a mess to a messenger. It takes time. I feel like the Spirit of God this morning is calling you. He's calling you not because he's angry. He's not mad at you today. I feel like the Holy Spirit this morning is simply wooing you, saying what he could do with your life if you let him in. He wants to show you how much better life can be if you just place him at the top of your list. If you just would make the time. If you just would use discipline to carve out time in your 12 hours every day. you just give them that car ride to work, if you just give them that extra 15 minutes of waking up before you normally do to sip your coffee and have a conversation with them, if you would just walk your bedroom floor and pray in tongues like you used to and seek his face, what he would do. So many times we have things that we need or things we need God to do, but I feel like the Spirit of God is saying, push that aside and just seek me. I know your marriage needs help. I know your kids have needs, but seek me. Let's all stand to our feet right now. I want you to keep your eyes closed. This is a holy moment. He's speaking to some of you. He's calling some of you. While you're standing, I want to read John 15 to you. It says this, verse 10. Just keep your eyes closed. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my command, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love is no one than this, than to lay down their life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant doesn't know what his master is doing. But I've called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I've made known to you. Here it is. But you did not choose me. I chose you. And I appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, and that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he would give you. Lord, we didn't choose you. You chose us. And when you chose us, you knew all the secret things that we struggle with. But you still love us. You knew all the battles we would face. Lord, when you chose us, you knew we weren't good enough. So you made us good enough. And right now, Lord, I feel like you're calling us to a greater level of prayer, greater level of intimacy with you, a greater focus to obey the first call, which is to be with you. And if you're here today and you're saying, you know what? I want to renew my commitment to prayer. I want to renew my commitment to that call. Listen, you don't need to feel bad about it, but I want you to come to the front right now. I believe the Spirit of God is going to pour out his grace upon your life. So if you're someone that's saying, you know what? I want to get my prayer life to another level. I want to commit. I want you to just come right now. Just come right now. Just come right now. Just come right now. Come on, just come. This ain't no time for pride. I don't care what you do in this church. If you know, if you're sensing God saying, I'm calling you to a greater commitment to me, a greater connection to me, I want you to just come right now. Just come to the front right now. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, if you're somebody and you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost to receive your prayer language, I want you to just come to the front right now, because that prayer language is going to help you connect and obey the greatest call on your life, which is to be with him. Come on, just begin to come. Just begin to come. Just begin to come. Just begin to come. See, this is where it gets real funny, because nobody wants to admit Nobody wants to admit that prayer could be better. Nobody wants to admit that, you know, I could be closer to the Lord. Hold on. Nobody wants to admit. Bring this down a little bit. Just close your eyes. Nobody wants to admit that you don't pray. Nobody wants to admit that my commitment level hasn't been there. But see, here's the thing. The fruit won't lie. The fruit doesn't lie. And Father, I just thank you for these that are here today. I want you guys to just close your eyes. This is not a message to condemn. It's a message to respond. Because the Spirit of God is going to pour out a greater grace for prayer, a greater grace for the Word of God. There's been times in the past where you tried to pray and it was hard. It felt like the heavens were closed. It felt like you weren't getting anywhere. But the Spirit of God is wooing you today. He's saying, come, spend time in my presence. I'm going to release gifts to you. I'm going to release prayer languages to you. I'm going to release visions to you. I'm going to release purpose to you. I'm going to take away all the pains. I'm going to take away all the hurts. I'm going to take away all the weights as you spend time in my presence. I'm going to make you a different man. I'm going to make you a different woman as you spend time in my presence. God will do for you in his presence what would take thousands of dollars to get done in counseling. I said God's going to transform you in instances when you're in spending time with him. He'll fix your marriage in times that you're praying, which would normally take hundreds of appointments, thousands of dollars with a counselor. God will do it as you fulfill the greatest call, which is to be with him. Somebody's been dealing with post-traumatic stress in this room. You went through a traumatic time. You went through a time that has been haunting your memories. You have nightmares. You receive night terrors. You have panic attacks. You can't sleep. God's gonna heal that, remove that, heal your mind, and heal your memories in that time. He's already starting it right now. He's in the room, people. He's here right now. He's healing memories of abuse, even on Mother's Day. Mother's Day for some of you is not a great day because you have painful memories of how your mom treated you. God's removing that. He's removing that, and he's putting love. Come on, just open your mouth and just worship him. Just worship him right now. He's wooing you. He's pouring out, I believe, a greater grace to pray. He's releasing prayer languages. If you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, he's pouring that out right now. Just begin to open your mouth. Just begin to let whatever sound that you feel come out. Don't let it be in Spanish or English. If you've never prayed in the Holy Ghost, he said, ask and you'd receive. And he'd pour that out right now. Just begin to open your mouth and let it come forth. Let it flood forth. The greatest call is to seek him. The greatest call is to be with him. Oh, Father, we remove the excuses, the condemnation. Come into our homes. Come into our lives. We remove shame right now. Shame is gone. Come on, just worship him. Tell him that you love him. He's calling you. He wants to spend time with you. He wants to help you. He wants to bless you. Fulfill the call. So many things. How am I going to get a job? How am I going to find a wife? How am I going to get married? How's this thing going to work out? Just spend time in his presence. Fulfill that great call. And those of you that are up here today, I just sense in my spirit, God has poured forth an anointing on your life. pray. That when you open your mouth to worship him tomorrow morning or tonight, as you close that door, as you sit at your table, wherever it is you seek him, he's going to be right there. He's going to be right there. And he's going to begin to do things. He's going to be able to answer things that couldn't be answered. He's going to break addictions that would have took you years of AA, and nothing against AA. Go to those meetings if you need to. But he's going to do in his presence what no one else can do. And he's calling you to that today. And Father, I just pray over this entire congregation. I pray over every person from the back row, the soundboard, the nursery, every person here, Lord, that we would have a greater awareness, a greater hunger to spend time with you in prayer, to fight every day, to carve out 15, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever it is, to spend time with you, to make us better so that we can fulfill the call, the first call, which is to be with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all feel that this morning? Y'all feel that this morning? Come on, let's give God a good praise clap. You folks up here, you watch what God's going to do. You watch what God's going to do. You watch what God's going to do as you commit your life. And you know what? If you miss a day, you get back up. You watch the miracles, Michael. You watch the miracles, Michael, that God's going to do. You watch what happens. All the questions are going to be answered. All the questions, all the worry, all those things, Michael, it's going to be answered. The changes that you've said, I just can't change, I'll never change, forget it. No, God's going to begin to make you a new man. Old things are passed away. Everything's new. You haven't lost anything, but you've got everything to gain. A new level, Amanda, new levels. New levels, a new man, a new man, a new man, a new man, Ricardo, a new man. The man that you want to be, the man that God has showed you you can be, is what he releases to you. He releases to you decades of addiction in Jesus' name. Decades of being bound in Jesus' name. Watch what God does. Watch as you keep your appointment with him. Watch what God does. Watch what God does, young man. Watch what God does. Sukuriam bababa. Watch what God does. Yes, watch what God does. Jesus. Shika ba 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 ba. Now, Father, I bless every person today on this Mother's Day. Father, we ask right now that you would go with each person as they celebrate their moms. Be with those that have lost their moms, who don't have moms with them right now. Father, I pray that this would be a joyous day, not a depressed day for those. Go and be with them. Father, I pray that every day that we seek your face, bring your presence. Fill those that have not received your prayer language. I pray that in their secret time with you, that as they're in prayer, you would begin to reveal their prayer language to them. Pour out your spirit. Give us a greater appetite this morning for your presence. I pray that over every single one of us, Lord, from the front row to the back. May you increase our appetite for more of you, more of your presence.